Hi, Matt Stoutenberg with Peak Power here, and wanted to take a minute and cover something that is widely misunderstood and feared, and that's called mechanics liens. Oftentimes, homeowners are scared to death of the word lien. Let me break it down in a really simple manner. They're not something to be scared of if you intend to pay the bills. So, a contractor needs to notify anybody that they're doing work for with a preliminary notice. Now they have 20 days either before or after starting that work to notify that customer that they are now going to be spending money on your behalf, be it materials or labor or design. That preliminary notice is not a bad thing. All it is a piece of paper that says, hey, I'm getting ready to spend some money on your behalf based on this contract that you signed. I'm going to need to get paid for that money in return. Now, the ability to manage those mechanics lien rights are anytime you make payment, all you have to do is request a waiver. It's called a conditional or unconditional lien release. It's basically a receipt that says, I've paid for this. Now, if we go a little bit deeper into the contract lien rights, any other supplier or subcontractor that is not directly listed on that contract, in order for them to have lien rights, they too need to provide that customer with a preliminary notice. If they do not have a preliminary notice filed, they, in essence, don't have mechanics lien rights. That's really it. You need to know who subcontractors are and or if there are any. In our particular case, we're not subcontracting anything. Everything's done in-house. So the preliminary notice is actually the contract. You're being notified by signing it that we're going to begin work on that project. And if you have a payment, you have the right to ask for a conditional or unconditional lien release. Typically, the conditional lien release forms are when there are still payments due. Unconditional lien release forms is generally on the final payment, meaning there are no other payments. If you have those are receipts. If somebody tries to come back and file a mechanics lien on that property, on that project, you have those receipts to pick up and say, no, I've got both conditional and unconditional lien release forms. I hope this was a quick, easy, informative video on mechanics liens. Don't be afraid of them. Also, if the company has done their work, pay them, and that's the way to avoid having any kind of a lien placed on your property. As always, thanks for joining us here at Peak Power. Be sure to tune in to some of our other videos and look forward to seeing you on the next one. Thanks.